Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul. And our guests today are Justin Burchell, John Lang, Lynette Harpel, here to talk about Bark the Musical, which is opening next Wednesday at Cyrano's. And I think I'll start ladies first and start with Lynette. You're doing the music for this musical about dogs. Tell me a little about it.
Well, the musical is written by a concert pianist, actually, by the name of David Troy Francis, who lived in L.A., who has moved to Key West, Florida, and he is really excited about the show. Written in 2004, David wrote the music and two other gentlemen wrote the lyrics. It's all about six dogs in a doggy daycare.
Which sounds fascinating. So each of you is a dog.
Yeah. Yes.
So bark at me.
John? Well, that's actually the major plot line, is that the young pup doesn't know how to bark.
Oh, well, so you can't bark at me.
He needs to find his voice.
Yeah, so if we barked at you, we would actually be giving away the ending.
That's true.
So, and would you identify yourselves, please?
I'm Jonathan Lang, and I play Sam. I'm a pit bull mutt mix.
I'm Justin Burchell. I play King, who's kind of like the venerable old dog of the doggy daycare. Kind of like, if you know cats, you know, he's sort of like what's the old cat's name?
Methuselah.
Old Deuteronomy.
Oh. Can't believe you said the C word, though.
He's the smart one.
The wise one.
The wise one. Right.
That's funny. And so who else is in the show, and what kind of dogs are they? Is there a poodle? There must be some kind of preening, like poodle prima donna.
Jesse Bowman is Chanel, and she's poodle-esque.
That's a very nice name for a poodle.
Yeah, she plays a poodle. Anthony Lounsbury plays Rox, the young dog. The dog who finds his voice. Charlotte Kopp is playing Goldie, this sort of kind of New York dog, I guess.
Kind of a Jewish mother type.
The kooky Charlotte Kopp dog.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
We have a very talented cast.
We also have Aaron Peterson.
Okay.
Who plays Boo.
Boo.
And Boo likes socks. She has a sock fetish.
Oh, boy.
And that's Boo's a Cocker Spaniel.
That's Lynette's daughter, Aaron.
Yeah, yeah. She's a very talented singer.
Yes, she is.
As well, yeah. Very nice.
I saw this. This is a rerun, let me say this. Backed by popular acclaim for a very short run, only 11 performances. Mm-hmm. And because it was so popular. And I know that I saw it. And the night I got there a little late and had to see it from the side. It was so crowded on a Thursday night, I couldn't believe it. And I was very impressed, I remember, by one girl who played a dog so believingly that she scratched behind her ears with her hind foot. That's impossible, but she certainly gave that impression.
Your dogs are so resourceful. I mean, do you guys have dogs, that you observe? And is it, John, like, is this dog that you portray based on one of your dogs?
I actually have somewhat of a kennel at home, it seems like. We've always had lots of dogs.
Yeah, you're a dog expert.
Yeah, well, as a dog lover, I've got years and years of dog experience to go off of. And we just recently, within the last month or so, had our 14-year-old pit bull put down. So I did get to be a little bit of a method actor and observe her before we got into the December run. And I bring a lot of Allie's mannerisms, I think, into the show in my character.
And Justin, you too? You're a dog guy?
We also have been losing dogs at my house. We started out with three last year. Now we're down to one. But in fact, we had one that passed during the run of the show in December. But they're super animals. And our one remaining dog, Jack, he's a psychopath. So, he's fun to watch. He's kind of like, if anything,
Jack the Ripper.
Jack is more like John's character in the show than... I couldn't really base King off of Jack. King is the character name.
And Bob Klink did that show, originated that role in L.A. When we had the composer on, he was telling us about Robert Klink. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, we know him. Wow. So he went to L.A. And so, Lynette, you are the accompanist. You've worked on countless shows. You're a musical director. Is there an essential quality of dogness that you put into your piano playing? I mean, how do you get into the mood? You're talking about method accompanists.
Well, one of the songs, the first song is called Being a Dog. And I think these actors have done an excellent job. There is some stage direction that goes with the stuff, but I think these guys have done a really excellent job in what they're doing for my being, coming along and helping them to be the dog that they ought to be.
Lynette is being humble. She is an amazing musical director. She actually plays the whole show in costume, because if you come in Cyrano's space, there's no real place to hide an orchestra. She sits there at the piano in the performance space. She wears the costume. She howls along with us at certain key moments. So she's integral.
And more than just method acting for her, I mean, she is the dog catcher. She keeps us in line. That's for sure.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guests Justin Bircher, John Lang, and Lynette Harper, talking about Bark the Musical, which opens Wednesday at Cyrano's. So you play a dog, too.
Well, I'm just out there. It looks a little funny that I'm out there as just the accompanist, so I wanted to be a dog. I enjoy being a part of the show as well instead of just sitting there. So because I'm out there where everybody sees me, then it makes it easy that I have a dog costume as well. And yes, I do sing along on one of the songs and conduct them in another place. So it's a big family show, and I hope everybody comes to see it.
Well, I heard nothing but good stuff about it when it was initially performed here a few months ago. It was back in the winter. It was January
December.
Or something? December, okay. Yeah, yeah. So these dog costumes, what kind of costume do you have, Lynette? Does it have a tail?
Well, Charlotte Kopp, who is also in the show, did the costumes, and they all kind of fit the dog that they are. They're more wearing regular clothes. It's not what you think of as putting on a dog costume that you buy from a store or you order from a place. It's just something that I'd say it simulates a costume in what they're doing.
Yeah, it's... You know, I mean,
does King like have his pants up on his chest and wear a bow tie?
Very similar,
like an Orville Redenbacher kind of old guy.
When Charlotte was talking about the costume, she's a wonderful costumer, and she's
she's so talented.
What she said was, "He's Ward Cleaver," so I wear these brown slacks and this brown cable knit sweater. You know, so it's all about finding the personalities of the dogs and the costumes, not necessarily like putting on dog ears and tails, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And John, what do you wear?
I'm a little more thuggish. I've got a knit cap and just kind of all gray.
Okay. So you're the pit bull mutt.
Yeah.
He's got attitude.
Yeah. And so when you approach a show like this, Lynette, do you get a tape? What do you... just read the music? I know you could just sight read, like just reading, but how do you start?
Well, Sandy Harper approached me with doing this show, and I had a copy of the script and the music and a CD by the author David Troy Francis, and then we got together, he and I, by email, and spent a lot of time on the phone and in email, and was able to listen to the show. It's been done in many, many states and large and small theaters. It actually was translated into Portuguese and just performed last March in Brazil.
Brazil, right, yeah.
And so really exciting. I'm anxious to see that DVD from that show. Their costumes were kind of over the top, I thought. They were kind of carnival idea. But it was quite the show. David will be here on Thursday and Friday.
Because he comes to every show.
Yeah, of the shows. He will be here on Thursday and Friday, so people could actually come to the show on Thursday or Friday and actually meet the author.
This coming Thursday
and
Friday.
Yes, this coming Thursday and Friday.
Not tonight, but...
No, a week. Yeah, a week from now. And then he will be performing some concerts. He's been playing the piano for 50 years. And in his 50th year of playing, he wants to play 50 concerts around the nation. So he will be playing actually 4 concerts while he is here in town, besides coming to the Bark Show.
Which is very good. What did he think of your first performance?
Well, we were a little different than maybe some of the others. I did some tweaking on the show just a little bit because of the people that we have and that we are in a very small space to do this show. So he was willing to do that. We talked beforehand, and he was agreeable to doing all of that. So the show, several people in the show are also in the Renaissance Fair that is happening, and so he is... So we've had to do some adjusting there, so our schedule is a little unusual for the performances that we're
have,
doing.
I have it all laid out for the during the calendar, what just when the performances will be. Mm-hmm. Not on weekends, not on the first 2 weekends.
Yeah. Getting back to the dog theme, so this is a comedy, and it's you say it's family fair?
It's definitely family-friendly.
Yeah, I mean, does it take place in a dog pound, like where there's going to be, you know, the clock is ticking and there's a stay, you know, does the governor step in at the last moment and save the dog from the hot seat?
It's a doggy daycare.
It's doggy daycare. Okay, so it's not heavy.
No, not at all.
Because when I think of dogs
being,
you know. Well,
now it's got some songs that are sad. It has its sad moments. It's something for everybody because it has... silly songs, it has happy songs, it has sad
that's
songs.
A lot of some people, they're a little dog shy because they don't want to say goodbye.
Well, and each dog has his own or her own song.
Yes.
And which describes her, his character, and her attitude towards all the other dogs, mm-hmm. which I found very interesting.
Yeah, Gene saw the show. I didn't. I'm going to see it this time around, though.
I'd say that it's more of an emotional roller coaster that leans towards the goofy.
Yeah.
But there are some, not necessarily serious moments, but there are some sad moments in the show.
People, let's put it this way, people definitely cried every night. I mean,
yeah, that's what I was getting to, because I'm getting all choked up now just listening about your roller coaster. Leaning toward the goofy, it's like I could relate to that. Yeah, well, about, I think that's all we have time for. Thank you so much for coming down here and sharing with us this exciting new show that's opening at Cyrano's. Guests.
Justin Bircher, John Lang, and Lynette Harper. And I'll probably see it again. I'd like to see it from the front for a change.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, you can go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. Our first item, calling all actors, extras, and civic-minded citizens. Our friend Norm, who is the husband of Alaska actress Anya Wyndham, is organizing a mass casualty drill for training our airbase personnel. This will be a fun event and will help support our local military. The exercise is set to go on June 29th at 8 a.m. It is tentatively scheduled to run for about 4 hours. Participants should be at the Boniface Gate no later than 7 a.m. There will be a base access list that I will ensure is on hand at the gate, says Norm. And a good ID will be required. To enlist or for more information, contact Norman.Wyndham, WYNDHAM, at elmendorf.af.mil.
TBA Theater Summer Academy begins soon, July 6th to August 1st. There will be the Actors Academy, with performances July 29th, 30th, 31st, and August 1st, and Advanced Theater Academy June 29th to July 24th. Performances are July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Shorter specialties include technical theater, musical theater, magic, and comedy improv. For information, call 677-PLAY or email play@tbatheater.org. That's theater R-E.
At Anchorage Community Theater, magician Don Russell will be presenting Magic Showcase, The Return of Inspector Pierre Poupon, on Sunday, June 6th at 3 p.m. ACT will also hold 3 sessions of Don Russell's magic camps this summer for kids age 9 and up. These camps have been popular at ACT for several years. Admission to the June 6th magic show is included. Tickets are available online, or you can go to www.actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Alaska Theater of Youth Summer Conservatory will run June 21st to July 24th. Advanced Conservatory Shakespeare Musical is in July 15th to 17th, regular, musical or non-musical, 22nd to 24th, technical, June 21st to 24th, and fairy tale, June 28th to July 24th. For information, go to Alaska Theater of Youth, all one word, .org, and again, that's theater with an R-E.
The Three Barons Renaissance Fair is back this weekend and next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from noon to 8 p.m. at the Toja Track on Tudor Road. For information, go to threebarons.org, and that's the number 3barons.org, and you could find out all about that.
Beginning Wednesday, June 9th, Cyrano will reprise Bark the Musical by popular demand in a limited run with 11 performances. From June 9th to June 25th at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. There will be only one Saturday performance on June 19th and only two Sunday performances on June 20th and 27th at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.